What's up, boomers and boomettes? Let's talk about some stuff. Great One's just going to bump out a little anarchy moment here. We have a little moment of anarchy while I'm waiting for my meatloaf to cook. So when the timer goes off, that's when this podcast is going to end, if not sooner. So the Great One listened to a podcast this morning, and they were talking about my banks. So I'm recording this on the 17th of March. Like, this bank failed, and then another bank failed. It's, what is it, Silicon Valley Bank or whatever. And, oh my God, I'm listening to the podcast, and all the cuckservatives, oh, you cuckservatives, oh my God. You're such an embarrassment to the species. You know, every time anything happens, the cuckservatives, they get on the Twitterverse, and they're just, oh, look, this is the end. See, it's all happening now. This is with the bank. I saw the tweet. The bank is failing. This is what happens when you elect Joe Biden or whatever the fuck it was. Guys, do you not understand? Do you not fucking understand? This is a zombie economy. Okay, our economy has been dead for a long time. It's just shambling forth. Everybody who's pointing at the Silicon Valley Bank has gone under. Oh my God, guys, Silicon Valley Bank. Did you understand the importance of this? Silicon Valley Bank, a bank that none of you have ever heard of in your life and have never done business with, has gone under. It's the end of civilization. Who gives a shit? Nobody, this has zero effect on it. And then a second bank went under, a second bank that no one's ever heard of, and that nobody who listens to this podcast has any money in. This is not the beginning of the collapse, people. This is not like the turning point or something. You're not going to wake up tomorrow morning and the banks are all going to be gone. It is a zombie economy, and it is going to continue shambling as much as I would love for it to collapse tomorrow. But the fact of the matter is, I have come to accept and understand that, I've said this, there was a time when I thought I would never get Social Security, right? But now, I mean, I'm looking at it, I was like, how is our economy still functioning even today? And I think I might get Social Security. Because it's just, I mean, there is no economy. The dollar has no value. We have a debt-based economy. There's nothing here of substance, but everybody keeps walking around pretending that there's something here. And as long as everyone continues to pretend, and as long as nobody objects to the government printing money, and as long as we have the world reserve currency, which we're probably going to have for some amount of time, and even if that goes away, I'm not convinced that that will cause the zombie economy of the United States to fall flat. And I saw where I scribbled down some notes. Was the second largest bank failure in American history, is what was said. The Silicon Valley Bank. Okay, once again, so what? Like, that sounds really scary, right? It's the second largest bank failure in American history. Okay, but how big have the other ones been? Right, this is a thing that, this doesn't mean anything. What was the largest? And yet we're still here. I mean, this is not a metric. Because when you say the second, okay, so let's say the economy, I don't know, how we measure this. Let's say that Wells Fargo, because there's a bank, that's Aaron Clary's favorite bank. Wells Fargo, let's say Wells Fargo has, I'm just going to do easy numbers, okay? Wells Fargo has $10 million in assets. Okay? So then, a bank fails, and that bank has $1 million in assets. Okay, so now Silicon Valley Bank fails, and it has $900 billion in assets. Okay, so you can say that's the second largest bank failure in history. But so what? Like the amount of money. So you got Wells Fargo has 10 million, and then Capital One has 10 million, and then these other, they all have 10, and these 10 million. I mean, the amount of money that was lost, or was the money lost? What even happened? I don't know. And here's the thing. I don't give a shit enough to try to find out, because here's why, guys. It doesn't matter. This is what I'm trying to convey to you. It doesn't matter. We have a zombie economy. Tomorrow, overweight boomers are going to go to Walmart and buy stuff they don't need with credit cards. It does not matter how many banks fail. It does not matter. Nothing, none of this matters. The amount of money, most of which wasn't money, it was numbers on a computer, right? The amount of money that was lost, or whatever it was when this bank failed, is insignificant compared to the rest of the economy. So that's the second largest bank failure in American history. So what? And then, so I listened to an episode of the American Renaissance podcast with Jared Taylor, and they said on there that this bank had recently bragged on its website or social media or whatever about how they had donated $74 million to BLM. So I don't know. Is this the first case, first actual discernible case of go woke, go broke? I mean, if that bank had had this $74 million, would they have not gone under? Then they also said, and of course, they have no links in their show notes for any of this stuff, and I'm not going to go looking for it because I have things to do, but, you know, this is your typical fucking manosphere, right-wingosphere, fucking cuckosphere, even as uncucked as Jared Taylor is, talking about white people. Guys, if you can't put fucking links to your shit in your show notes, go fuck yourself. Apparently, according to the whatever they found that they were reading, Silicon Valley Bank was bragging that 67% of its workforce checked a diversity box. 67% diversity. $74 million to BLM. I'm just saying, this might be the first verifiable existence of go woke, go broke. Because I've been saying for how long, can somebody show me an actual example of where that's happened? Because I haven't seen it yet. All right, so anyway, that was funny. Hang on, I need to drink a beer. Yummy. I also, how did I get there? Oh, I had gone to Bing, of all things, to search for something. So I wanted to see what it's like. And anyhow, Bing had this little stuff at the bottom, you know, their per whatever. New, and I saw this thing, Roger Waters. So for those of you who don't know, Roger Waters was with the band Pink Floyd, one of my favorite bands. And back in the day, and then they got all fucking emotional and fucking backstabbing and hated each other and they broke up. So anyhow, which then we'll jump ahead a little bit. As I'm looking at this, so now apparently, so David Gilmour, the guitar player for Pink Floyd, Roger Waters is the bass player. David Gilmour, his wife, I knew he was fucking some chick. I didn't know they were married. Anyhow, his wife on Twitter called Roger Waters anti-Semitic and some other names. And so now there's fucking drama flying around there. I'm like, guys, well, and these guys are boomers. Roger Waters is like 70-something years old. 75 or something like that. It's like, come on, boomers. Can you fucking just shut up? So anyhow, I'm looking at this little thing down here. It says Roger Waters concerts in Germany have been canceled because he's going on a tour again. Apparently, he's also re-recording the album Dark Side of the Moon. So he was doing a tour. He is doing a tour, which is this labeled as his first farewell tour. So does that mean there's going to be more farewell tours? His shows in Germany have been canceled because he's anti-Semitic. I'm looking at this. I'm going, well, there it is, boys. You live by the Jew, you die by the Jew. You want to be politically correct. You want to do all this fucking shit. Well, there it comes right on back to you. So then I started, well, what did he do that's anti-Semitic? Because for if you don't know, Roger Waters is a massive fucking libtard. He is just lefty socialist as fuck. And this is not a surprise because he came from a rich family. As most of your socialists, I don't say most, a lot of your socialists, a lot of your libtards come from rich families because they've never done anything. Oh, here it is right here. Divisions intensified when band lyricist Polly Sampson, oh God, she's apparently some kind of writer, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Polly Sampson, that's David Gilmour's wife, accused Waters of being, quote, anti-Semitic to your rotten core, also a Putin apologist and a lying, thieving, hypocritical, tax-avoiding, lip-syncing, misogynist, sick with envy, megalomaniac, unquote. You know, if only women ran the world, everything would be so much better because they're so compassionate. They're so empathetic. You know, and they're so caring and understanding. I mean, come on, man. Holy shit. That's a lot. Lying, thieving, hypocritical, tax avoiding. Yes, tax avoiding. Guy, everybody avoids. If you're not avoiding taxes when possible, you're an idiot. Lip syncing. Well, that's all musicians nowadays. Misogynistic. I mean, see, this right here puts me on Roger's side. I mean, if he's telling women to shut the fuck up, that would be good. Sick with envy and megalomania. I mean, look. Again, in the whole Roger Waters versus Gilmour, Waters was kind of an asshole in a lot of ways. A lot of people are assholes in a lot of ways. The thing here is The thing here is, if David Gilmour was calling Roger names, I could understand that because they worked together. They were in a band together. They had to coexist. David Gilmour, then the problem here is David Gilmour, because David Gilmour is not controlling his bitch. Polly Sampson, whose only investment in this is that she's spending David Gilmour's money. I'm not going to say she's fucking him because they're like 70 years old or something. How much fucking can be going on? All right. Polly should just shut the fuck up. You know, David Gilmour and Roger Waters, they have the, I don't want to use the word right because there's no such thing as rights. They have earned the privilege of being able to criticize each other as harshly as they want to because they were in a band together. They created Dark Side of the Moon and Wish You Were Here, two of the greatest albums ever recorded. Okay, they did those things together. They have shared common experience, and they've pissed each other off. They, the two of them, can fucking rip each other a new asshole all day long. That's fine. But now this bitch comes along and tries to get into the middle of it on Twitter because, like a goddamn woman, she just wants attention. And the problem here is David Gilmour needs to tell his bitch to get her ass in the kitchen and make a fucking pie and shut her fucking mouth. There's no reason for her to be in this conversation other than she wants attention. So I'm looking around. I'm saying, so what did Roger Waters, a guy that I know for a fact is a fucking leftist, that I know for a fact is a socialist, okay? What did he possibly do that is anti-Semitic? So here's what I finally found. Hang on a second. Give me a minute. It's a great one. Did you? No. I found where. But there's another one. Okay, here we go. But a statement issued by Frankfurt City Council said, and you know, before I forget, what's with the Germans? Can you stop virtue signaling how much you love Jews to try to make up for Hitler and World War II? I listened to another chapter of Mein Kampf this morning. This is the first chapter of Volume 2. I didn't realize Mein Kampf had two volumes, but it does. So I finished Volume 1, and now we're into Volume 2. And in it, Hitler's building up. He hasn't got to it yet, to his 25 points. Not his, but the Nazi Party's 25 points. So anyhow, we're going to get to that because I found... He didn't talk about it in the book yet. So I'm like, well, what the fuck are these 25 points? So I went and I found them on the internet and I read them. I may do a podcast about these sometime. All right, anyhow. So Germany. Can you stop virtue signaling over the fucking Holocaust? Oh my God. It's fucking over and done. The fucking Jews don't need you to protect them. Okay? They have the government and the military of the United States to protect them. They don't need you to do it. But a statement issued by Frankfurt City Council said, quote, the background to the cancellation is the persistent anti-Israel behavior of the former Pink Floyd frontman, who is considered one of the most widely spread anti-Semites in the world. In the world, Roger Waters, 75-year-old boomer, who is still performing The Wall live because he hasn't come up with any good material since then, is one of the most widely spread anti-Semites in the world. Unless you're a Pink Floyd fan, you don't even know Roger Waters exists. Roger Waters' impact on anti-Semitism is about equivalent to the impact of the Silicon Valley bank collapse on the economy of the United States. Tomorrow morning, no matter how much the Silicon Valley bank collapses, and no matter how much Roger Waters doesn't like Jews, overweight boomers are going to get up, they're going to stuff their face with bread, and then they're going to go to Walmart and they're going to buy stuff they don't need with a credit card to pay for with money they don't have. Okay? One of the most widely spread anti-Semites in the world. Horseshit. The quote continues. He repeatedly called for a cultural boycott of Israel. So see, just like you can't boycott Israel. If you boycott Israel, you're anti-Semitic. You can boycott other countries. You can boycott businesses. You can boycott Chick-fil-A. You can, you know, because of the fucking, they're Christians and they did some stuff. You can boycott Hobby Lobby because they didn't want to pay for birth control, but you can't boycott Israel. Nobody can fucking boycott Israel. He repeatedly called for a cultural boycott of Israel and drew comparisons to the apartheid regime in South Africa and put pressure on artists to cancel events in Israel, unquote. And so basically, being a leftist, boycotting things and trying to get other people to cancel their commitments and comparing everything to apartheid. I mean, basically, that's liberal behavior. Do you know any liberals? What do? They want you to boycott stuff. They compare everything to apartheid. And they want people to cancel stuff. He's just being a liberal. The motion said, four days later, Munich City introduced a motion to cancel a concert scheduled for 21st of May in Munich Olympiad. The motion said, Waters, quotes, keeps stirring up anti-Semitic resentment, unquote, and also accused him of, quote, spreading conspiracy ideologies that justify Russia's brutal war of aggression against Ukraine, unquote. He's 79 years old. Here it is. The 79-year-old Roger Waters announced on Thursday he will take legal action over the unjustifiable decision in a statement issued by his management. Dude, you can't fucking legal action your way out of everything. If a venue doesn't want you to come there, you don't have a fucking... The actions are, quote, unconstitutional without justification and based on false accusations that Roger Waters is anti-Semitic, which he is not, unquote. Yes, he is. He is anti-Semitic. We'll get to that in a fucking minute. But, dude, you don't have a fucking I've never read the Constitution of Germany. I'm going out on a limb here. I am going to go forth under the assumption that there is no constitutional right to perform musical performances in the German Constitution. Okay? I don't think the Constitution says that you have a right to bring in your band and play music in any venue you want to play music in, even if the venue doesn't want you there. I don't think that's a thing. I'm willing to bet money that's not in the German Constitution. You do not have a constitutional right to rent a venue and perform your fucking songs there. Fucking boomers. See, and I've said this about boomers before, right? Anytime boomers don't get their way, they start talking about how their rights are being violated. We've been over this before, right? Boomers love to say it. I have a right. Boomers think they've got a fucking right to everything. You have a right to nothing. You're 79 years old. You made some great music back in the day. It's time for you to shut the fuck up and just stay at home. Then we're not going to get into this today. This might even end up being a podcast. You know what? I'm not even going to tell you what it is because I'm going to save it. I found something else about Roger Waters that I'm reading it and I'm like, my God, this boomer. Again, it's boomers. Boomers. So I was thinking, I wrote this down somewhere. All right. Oh, God damn it. But this ties into Scott Adams. Hey, you guys have seen how Scott Adams has completely backtracked on everything, right? Let's tangent for a minute. Let's go ahead and do it because conservatives did this too. Remember when Scott Adams said, stay the fuck away from black people? And oh, God, the conservatives, just like they, oh, look, Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. Look, it's beginning. The collapse is here. And nothing happened because it's not going to happen. Scott Adams said, stay the fuck away from black people. And oh, everybody on the, all the conservatives and all the right wingers who think they're edgelords and all this shit, they all came out. Look, Scott Adams is on our side. And then Scott Adams immediately starts walking it back. We'll do it. I got a podcast coming about that. We're going to fucking dive a little deeper into that. But I'm not going to listen to his podcast because I can't stand listening to the sound of his voice because he's a fucking mummified boomer, a lot like Roger Waters. But I'm thinking, you know, because he's talking about, well, here's how we help black people. After saying, don't try to help black people, he then spends the next 7 or 8 podcasts trying to help black people. Okay? Scott Adams is not on our side. Guys, everyone shut the fuck up about Scott Adams. We'll talk about that more in depth. But here's the thing. If you want to help black people, if you really wanted to help black people, here's the thing. Here's the 2 things we could do that would help black people. Put all the boomers in the ground and put all the white women in the kitchen. That would help black people more than anything else that any white man could do. If we just killed the boomers and controlled our bitches. I hear my timer. That means my meatloaf is ready. All right, hang on. I'm going to be back because we ain't finished, but I got to go silence this timer. All right, I'm back. But great one. You're going to burn the meatloaf. The meatloaf will be fine. I'm not going to burn the meatloaf, guys. I have cooked before, okay? I'm not Aaron Cleary. I know how to use a kitchen. Better than most women, in fact. All right. But that does mean we're going to go on the path to wrapping it up because I want to go eat this delicious meatloaf and watch some Star Trek. Here we go. Here we go. And then I hesitate because I'm trying to look. Roger, he's taking legal action, accused of anti-Semitism. In February, magistrates in Frankfurt instructed the venue for Waters' 28 May concert in the city to cancel it, arguing that Waters was, quote, one of the most widely known anti-Semites, unquote, in the world. So the government is telling venues to cancel concerts. Is that how that works over in Germany? I mean, here in the States, I don't know that we have that. The venues can kind of do what the fuck they want. Okay, Waters has long been an opponent of Israel, and that's why you're anti-Semitic. I could actually just stop the podcast here. If you have opposed Israel, that is the definition of anti-Semitic. If you have questioned any action of the Israeli government, that is the definition of anti-Semitism, Roger. You, a 79-year-old boomer who's drooling on yourself, you do not define what anti-Semitism is. Jews define anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is disagreeing with a Jew. It's like misogyny is disagreeing with a woman. Racism is disagreeing with a black person. Waters has long been an opponent of Israel over its activity in Palestine, which this is true. He's been in this fight with for a long time, running his mouth on the side of Palestine. I mean, why are you surprised that you're being called a fucking anti-Semitic? I mean, are you so fucking boomerfied you have no awareness? Waters has long been an opponent of Israel over its activity in Palestine, describing it as an, quote, apartheid state, unquote, that is guilty of, quote, ethnic cleansing, unquote, and supports a cultural boycott of the country. And he doesn't understand why he's accused of being anti-Semitic. I mean, even if you're not, like, tuned in to the JQ, I mean, any normal person would look at this and go, oh, you're calling Israel an apartheid state and you're claiming that they're engaged in ethnic cleansing. I mean, most people who have been programmed by the television are going to look at the person like that and say, oh, yeah, he's anti-Semitic. He has long denied anti-Semitism and claimed that his enmity is with Israel rather than with Judaism. Okay, the problem is Israel and Judaism cannot be separated. I mean, they can't. Israel is Jew. Jew is Israel. They go together. They are the same thing. You cannot separate them. For better or for worse, and, you know, coming from the perspective of should Jews have an ethno-state and all this other stuff? Yeah, everybody should have an ethno-state except, of course, white people. But, I mean, this is fine. Israel should be a Jewish state. They should not be separable. Say, well, my problem is Israel, not Judaism. You're an idiot. And has accused Israel of, quote, abusing the term anti-Semitism to intimidate people like me into silence, unquote. Can you imagine Jews abusing the word anti-Semitism? I mean, this would be like trannies abusing the word transphobic, or black people and liberals and college-age white women abusing the word racist. Roger, of course they're abusing the word anti-Semitism to fucking silence you, you fucking moron. This is what people do. This is how it works. Frankfurt's council also highlighted Waters' historical use of a Star of David emblazoned on a pig prop as part of his show. In 2013, Rogers was accused of anti-Semitism for using the image. So you got a big pig, right? With a Star of David on it. All right, so what it sounds like, oh, God, it's a pig with a Star of David. Oh, but wait. So let's get the rest of the story, shall we? Roger countered that the pig, which he said represented, quote, evil, and more specifically, the evil of errant government, unquote, also featured, quote, the crucifix, the crescent and star, the hammer and sickle, the Shell Oil logo, and the McDonald's sign, a dollar sign, and a Mercedes sign. The Star of David represents Israel and its policies and is legitimately subject to any and all forms of nonviolent protest. To peacefully protest against Israel's racist domestic and foreign policies is not anti-Semitic, unquote. From the perspective of the Jews, it is anti-Semitic. But once again, so he doesn't just have the Star of David on there. He's got all this other shit on there as well. I mean, for an old boomer, I mean, he's kind of right on this one. But there it is. And his shows are getting canceled in Germany because the Germans are virtue signaling over the Holocaust. And this is the world that we live in. And there it is. And the weather is schizophrenic outside today. It was sunlight and then it snowed. And then the sunlight came out and then it snowed. And then the sunlight came out and then it snowed. And I went to buy some cookies and it snowed like a motherfucker. And I came out of the cookie store and the sun was out and it snowed again. And the sun came out. And now it's 1500 hours. I got some meatloaf ready and I just made fun of Roger Waters and I'm going to go watch Star Trek and eat my meatloaf and drink a beer. And after that, I'm going to post this podcast and then I'm going to go play Star Wars. And you, my friend, yes, you, sir, you are welcome.